Okay, everybody, here we are. Hope you're enjoying the weather. It's a little warmer where I am. It's 88, and for me that's hot, since we're used to going down to the teens in the winter, and the weather here changes like almost on a dime. It's quite interesting the way it is here. All of a sudden it's cold, and within two or three days it's maybe in the middle 60s or something, you know, as it changes like 40 degrees instantly almost. So, here we are. Today is Monday, and it's August 6th, 2012. And we could do, since we're starting the week here, we could do one for emotional stuff here. Here we go. So, one, think of an emotional issue that you've had. So, one, or two or three of them, we'll do one at a time. In fact, I'll do five issues. So, here we go, everybody. I'll give you half a minute to think of your five issues of what happened to you. And we'll put Kathy on. Kathy, we'll put you on the spot. Are you off there?
Yes, I am. Because of the hot weather?
Yeah.
I think because of the hot weather, I've encountered a more than usual grumpy people.
Ah, more grumpy people, huh?
And so I've got grumpy people energy on me.
Okay. Well, let's everybody get their issues here. So that could be a good one, grumpy people. So here we go, everybody. First issue. Gonna clear that. One, two, three, four, and five. Weather is cooler here in Minnesota from Cindy. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, nuts. Okay, here we go. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That does feel a little better. Okay, issue number two, everybody. If you only have one, that's great. But here's number two. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. Okay, issue number three. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Issue number four. And this one feels heavy also. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, one, two, three, four, and five. And the last issue, number five issue. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, there we go. Hopefully you got those situations under control now, and you can look at them and walk away, Renee. Not yet, have to go a little bit deeper. And we'll do one for some clearings here, maybe in about 5 minutes or so, for overseas where they had lots and lots of thunder showers, like a whole day. So dark clouds and stuff. So we'll do a clearing for that here. So, Kathy, we'll see how you're doing. Are you there?
Yes, thank you, Ron, for the five emotional clearings. I feel a lot lighter and freer. And welcome, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio Station 1. And this is the Healing and Clearing Hour, where we discuss the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Your participation is much welcome through either the user-friendly fast chat on the bbsradio.com page or through calls and the email clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I've posted the toll-free number in the fast chat, and I'll read it out loud for those listening on mobile. It's 888-627-6008. And there's other numbers on Station 1 on the BBS radio page. And so, Ron, we've received questions from CLS Questions. May I go ahead with those?
Yeah, go ahead.
From Michaela. Michaela, I don't see you here on the fast chat, but perhaps you're listening anyway. You've asked, Michaela says, I've completed the nano clearing, the nano detox clearing. The only symptoms I had were sneezing. She wants to know why other people had different symptoms than she, and if that's normal to be sneezing.
Well, I think it kind of all depends how your body is. Some people had a pretty rough time. Other people kind of has breezed through it. So it depends on how your body processes energies. So it's hard to say what's normal and what isn't, because it depends what you're working with and you know, if these little time bombs are going off in you or not. So I don't know. Maybe we can have somebody in the fast chat indicate what they had felt. I know most people have felt the first part of the clearing, the first 200 years, as being kind of bumpy. And at least, you know, maybe going back 100 years. So back to you, Kathy.
And Michaela indicated she'd be listening today, so I'm reading this now, so we definitely can get to it. So now the second question she has is, actually it's a testimonial, and she wants you to know that she went to the doctor yesterday, and in only 2 weeks, she had a broken arm, which is almost healed in 2 weeks. She's just been in a splint, and she has to wear a brace, but no cast. And she's wondering if it's the light shift healings, the self-empowerment, or timeline crashes. But she's really happy about it. And normally when you break your arm, you're in a cast for could be up to 6 weeks. So thanks for sharing that, Michaela. Good news about your almost healed broken arm.
Yeah, I'm trying to see here. I think the timeline crashes are doing a lot to move that forward. So that's what it feels like to me. Naturally, the other clearings help out also. But the timeline, to me, looks like it's the one that's probably doing about 60% of the work, 60%. So that's what I kind of get a hit on there. So let's do a clearing for maybe thunderstorms, weather, goofy weather. Here we go. Timeline crash. So just think of your particular area that you live in, or live on, I guess. Living on, not in. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's the timeline. And I'll do three other, maybe four others, and we'll get the caller here. So we'll get you in a second caller. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see how that works. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. We can see if the caller's on here.
Hi, caller. Do you have a question for Ron? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello, this is Arjan from the Netherlands. Hello, Ron and Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Arjan.
Hello. So you feel any change in the weather over there? Not that it happened, it was a couple of days ago, but anything get lighter with timeline crashes on that?
Yes, it has been a lot of thunderstorms lately. And mostly in the night. And sometimes it took about 90 minutes. And these thunderstorms were at a great distances. And people have, from several places, complaints about people who are getting scared because of the huge thunderstorms. They were quite quite enormous, quite strong and more aggressive. I've never seen this before in the Netherlands because they are not that powerful until now. And the intensity is greater, but also the amount of thunderstorms has been increasing lately. I mean, sometimes we have a thunderstorm in the middle of the day. Never seen it before. And yeah, when you see that something's going to happen, you see actually the clouds getting E-shaped. It's getting equalized. And then, you have the thunderstorm, and then, the sky is clear. So that's what's going on here.
So does the gray sky clearing help at all with correcting things?
Yes, it does work for the healing, like the satellite timeline crash, but I've mostly have the Earth Protection Timeline crash. Is it good to print a picture from the light being and actually activate it for the Earth Protection Timeline clearing?
So you're doing Earth Protection Timeline. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't think...
That's work?
Yeah, that's great to do that one. That's what it's really for.
Yeah, it's okay, because... Yeah.
You got a usage now for it. Got a bad storm, do the Earth Protection one. That's very good.
And then I have to print out it because it has to be also, well, like I say, a good... with a good pixels on it, dots per inch.
Uh-huh.
And then, if it's possible to do a few hundred altogether.
Okay. So you have about 300 crashes then. That's good.
Yeah, I can make it possible if I print it out and if the quality is good, you can activate it, it will be possible. I can... then I can run lots of them running here. There are protection timeline clearings.
That's great.
Yeah.
Arjun, you mean you want Ron to activate it over the phone right now?
Not yet. I've printed out from the printer, but it did not work out because it was too shallow.
Yeah.
And I have to change it in a different copy surface or something like, which is more professional.
Okay, yeah, get more bit resolution or something. I got it. Okay.
Yes, more resolutions are more important. And then run it in a greater amount.
Okay, great. I just had a general timeline crash, but we'll do an Earth Protection one. So here we go.
Yeah.
Earth Protection timeline, so one... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's the Earth timeline crash here, Earth projection timeline. We'll just see if that tends to help. So thank you for calling, Arjun.
Yes.
Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Arjan. We know it's the middle of the night where you are. Appreciate it. You know, Ron, some people are typing here that they like thunderstorms and, you know, different kinds of clearings could they do. Can you explain a little bit about why you're crashing the thunderstorms?
Okay, yeah, the thunderstorms are not a natural occurrence here. So the thunderstorms is not Mother Nature, we'll say, doing something. It's actually probably alien wars that are happening as the light and the dark is, you know, working and having battles, we'll say. So there's a balance there that takes place where we could use water from the clouds, but sometimes it's way too much. And the, you know, everything in light will not cause harm. So if you see any harm, you know, happening, it doesn't, then you know it's not of light. So basically, the storms that we have, especially the really dark clouds, you know, are the aliens up there doing stuff. So typically, it could be the light and the dark colliding, or it could be just a couple of alien races out there, you know, having a war that we can see in the clouds. Especially if you see the lightning go from side to side. You really know if there was a ship up there that crashed. Because normally, like, when I was in New York, we had, like, a golf ball-sized hail come down that smelled metallic. So that was one of the ships that disintegrated. And it was probably pretty large because people felt that across the United States. So, you know, people think that these ships, you know, might be the size of an airplane or something, but some are much larger, a lot larger. You know, they could be as large as somebody's town. So, you know, we see those in movies once in a while where they show something going over a city and the city also loses all of its sunlight. And I've seen them larger. So, basically, it's the darkness up there doing things to us. So that's the whole thing about storms is that normally, I would say almost all the time when you have a storm, a thunderstorm, a hurricane, tornado, whatever it is that's causing destruction, it's the aliens causing that, doing something to us. People do talk about man-made energies that, you know, we have here on this planet that we discovered or created some machines or electronic involvement with the atmosphere, but that could also be taken from some of the alien technology, but I don't think they're going to be doing that type of involvement. So I can't get into that too much, but it doesn't feel like those energies that people talk about are doing that, bringing in the clouds, that they could possibly cause a problem without clouds. Where an earthquake could appear or something, but I don't think they're involved with the cloud stuff. So we could do another clearing here. We could do a gray sky for weather relief if, in case you're pretty warm or maybe you want to get warmed up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, see if that helps you somewhat. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for those clearings, Ron. When Arjan called and mentioned the storms he's having there, you did a timeline crash for those storms. And I believe that some people on the fast chat or maybe some listeners think that they can do that too with timeline crashes. Or would they use the Earth Protect timeline crash and the gray skies clearing that you just did?
I'd probably do the gray skies and then also the earth protection one.
Okay, I hope that clarifies it. For weather effect that affects us, the two clearings that you have available on the left side of the Welcome Home page under sample clearings. And there's a couple more questions that came from CLS questions that came over the weekend. So although there's some questions in the fast chat, I want to get to these that came first. From Kevin, I have felt invisible most of my life, both personal and professional, watching others benefit from my efforts and hard work. Can I clear this situation in the natal barcode removal clearing? It seems to be my life pattern.
Okay. Yeah, that very possibly that one could do that. I would also get on the self-empowerment one, but it sounds like maybe you are or have been set up maybe to what it sounds like is that you do a lot of work for people, give them leads, et cetera, you know, help them out, and then all of a sudden they benefit and you get nothing in return. Even if they maybe claim that they're going to give you something. So that's what it sounds like to me, is that you have a way to help people, but no way to help yourself. So the self-empowerment one might do that. The psychic billboard might be good. The natal one gets rid of those energies off of your chart. We'll see if anybody else has any suggestions on the fast chat, because we're still pretty early on the show here. What might somebody do for that situation there where they're actually empowered, or other people empower them to empower the other people, but, you know, when it comes back to helping yourself, you kind of have like an empty cup, and that's probably a lot of people's stuff that's here too. You don't know how you're being used as like a stepping stone, you know. Maybe you have a great idea, like an invention or something, and you happen to tell somebody, and all of a sudden, you know, they do the invention, and you're about ready to do it yourself or something, and all of a sudden, sure enough, there they have the invention, and you told them how to do it. So that happens, but there's something there that need to get out of, you know, the timelines that are preventing you from doing something. Since it's reoccurring and you see that happening, you might do the problematic reoccurring event barcode. Now, that one might be what you need, because remember, the barcode come off your natal chart. So you might check into that one possibly first, because you already know you have a situation going on, and this is designed to get rid of the barcodes off of you that may not be allowing you to get what you want to have. So we'll see if anybody else has any suggestions, but that's why I put that clearing up for stuff that happens to people. They don't know what's going on, why it's happening to them, why me, and it's always happens, and that's typically a barcode. So you might try that. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, apparently this question is, Kevin's has touched others, because Janice wrote that happened to her too, and Q says, Kevin, that was a good question. And Cindy suggested the loop or the billboard for the patterns, and I think she meant the mind loop. And Liz also suggested the reoccurring problematic barcode removal. So thank you very much, everyone, for your input. Also, Ron, from another question from Zima that came to CLS questions. How can I best amplify my healings, especially to remove alien implants? Anything alien. Can I request a team of light beings or put up multiple pages of the same clearing, for example?
Yeah, you could try that. They only work on the now, so if you have more clearings up, very possibly you might have a little more horsepower. I can't really say that's completely true, but it might make sense down here, and maybe look at different areas of concern as far as an issue. Just thinking here on the last one, on the self-empowerment, you might put spells in there. Maybe somebody put a spell on you so that you're not able to, you know, manifest what you want. And the Nancy says the 2,000-year barcode, you know, could help. So we got different ways to attach or, you know, attack, we'll say, confront a problem. Just depends which one might work the best, and I just don't know. You know, we mentioned mind looping, and that could be another thing, but, yeah.
You know, Ron, what I'm reading here is that, you know, when we're on the light ship, we can request a team of doctors, light being doctors, and I think that maybe Zima might be asking if we can do the same thing on the online clearings. I know we see one light being, you know, there, but is it actually possible to request multiple light beings when you do the online clearings?
No.
Okay.
Only one will come through the picture. If you put up three pictures, you may get three light beings, but I can't say that's correct information.
Okay. Zima also asks, how often to do the magnetic and twisted body, and should I disconnect the crown chakra cording before or after?
Yeah, the cord. I would do it whenever you want to on the cord one. Before might be great. How often to do that? I have people that say they do it every couple of weeks, just to do a body check to make sure everything is working properly. I would say at least do it once a month. Back to you, Kathy.
He also asked, can I increase the time from 5 minutes to 2 hours?
Oh, yes,
if I
you
feel
can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's
if
doing timeline crashes.
See the times, no problems.
Okay, so, wow, cause that's 108 bodies times 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
But he or she explains they're doing timeline crashes and a lot of other healings at the same time, so feels they need this extra time per body.
Yeah, that would probably be correct. Yeah, just be careful on how many you do. You don't want to get yourself overdosed, you know?
Okay, another question from Karen. Is the Earth grid barcode important to remove for ascension?
Boy. Well, the Earth grid barcode normally keeps you held to a certain location when you're living here. I don't know if it would be... maybe 10%, yes, you know, but I don't think it'd be one that you would want to run out to do, you know, just doing the clearings where you transfer your energy, you know, into the new Earth clearing is good. Getting the barcode off prevents them from connecting to you a lot of the times, but the other one, the grid one is mainly when you're living here. So that's how I would answer that one. Would it help? Maybe, but I think you might be able to do something else that might be a little better as far as time spent on something. Unless you feel yourself stuck, you know. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, you had asked for suggestions from the listeners to write in the fast chat for Kevin and... Zima, so got a suggestion here from Jennifer. She says to run the emotional clearing, it's the gold standard to do first, then do the others as icing on the cake. And Q offers, Kevin, I'm doing the generic seven generation clearing for loss of power, prestige, and possession.
Now, that sounds very good. That's very good. So, and then also maybe do the timeline crashes on it. So you have to kind of look at what's happening. If you have a reoccurring problem, then also you're probably on similar timelines all the time. So you want to get rid of the timelines. we just happen to find different ways to enter into the darkness system of control here. And, you know, we just have different entry points, different ways that they can take us out, and we can get rid of them also. So, remember, they're always trying to take away your, steal your energy of you, which will eventually kill you. That's what I meant by taking you out here. Yeah, I don't know. You'd ask, I almost write on a piece of paper which one feels right to you in that given moment. So the barcodes could help. You might even do that 2,000-year barcode. That one's a free one in case you have a problem going back into the past of you, you know, that popped up in this lifetime. Maybe you can get rid of it that way. If not, you may have to go a little deeper. So it's really hard to say which one to do, but I'm sure we got about four or five clearings that could definitely help. And which one may not be needed, I couldn't say, or which one may be needed, I couldn't say. Because you don't know where most of their energy is coming from. And it can all look the same down here. You know, for us with cause and effect, you know, it's just, you know, you're trying to do something with a cause and the effect's not coming. So we think, well, you know, could be this, that, or the other, which could be true. It could even be, you know, something to deal with time-released nano stuff in you. That's one situation where it could be. It could also be, you know, the spells. You may want to do spells and do the self-empowerment clearing. So it depends how you want to enter into this here, whether you want to go strictly alien stuff, which is timeline crashes and different things, or get more into kind of more of the earthly stuff like the psychic billboard and the self-empowerment one. But they're all going to be beneficial. Which one is going to be the one that unlocks the doors for you? You know, I don't know. But, you know, hopefully you can feel body energy and you know when you're doing the clearing that this is, you know, the right one to do. So, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, the situation of feeling invisible, it almost seems like it's also an emotion, not just the situation. Do you suppose also, Kevin, could timeline crash, if that's the case, feeling invisible, just to get rid of that feeling?
Yeah, and since the word feeling came up, very possibly there's something to do with the feeling body. So, let's do a feeling clearing, okay? So, here we go. Think of your issue that you may have with the heading of feelings, and we'll start clearing this here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might look at, just kind of picking at straws here, you might think of some of the songs that you used to like to listen to. Maybe there's ones right now that you like. For myself, I like the older rock and roll ones, you know, 60s and 70s. And I don't go really too much past the 80s. But, you know, you may look at a song that you keep hearing, maybe again on the radio. Maybe a song that you have that keeps running inside of your head, or you think of a certain group and they go, oh yeah, they sang this song. Okay? So you may think of that, get the name of the particular song, and then get the lyrics. And look at the lyrics for keywords. And then you probably want to put those keywords that's affecting you either in the timeline crash or in the natal one. Remember, the natal one starts you off in this lifetime, and it changes things, you know, according to the planets. So that's kind of the main steering device. The control panel will say for you, but if you get rid of some of the timelines, that might also help. So you might just check that out. See what song you like to hear that keeps recycling inside of your head. What kind of comes to mind, I was just thinking of something and trying to pull it up. And, I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Stones, that's kind of one that people might relate to. They did Under My Thumb, that's another song. Those are the older ones. But you may have your own song, that you like singing. And look what those keywords are in there, because they're probably tagging you with those keywords. And that could be, maybe the whole reason why you're having difficulties, because you got locked into those keywords, okay? So just an idea, everybody. Remember, the keywords are what they connect you with on the programs. So no keywords, no program. No aliens, freedom. So back to you, Kathy.
The friends in the fast chat are suggesting things for Kevin. More suggestions. Janice says she did timeline crashes on being used and rejection. Liz offers that past lifetime clearings might help. And let's see, there were some others here too. But anyway, I think that was really good suggestions from you too, Ron, that Kevin's got a lot to go on here. So thanks for that. And now we have, some people are suggesting songs. I Will Survive.
Yeah. Staying Alive. Staying Alive. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I Will Survive.
Thank you.
Stairway to Heaven. Yeah.
Cindy says the Moody Blues have some good ones. All right. So then back to the weather. Q was asking before if there was a way to clear for excessive humidity in the weather. You know, we were doing storms, but how about humidity?
You'd have to try that. We could try it here. Remember, what I'm doing here is not necessarily going to change the weather, but it might take out some of the energies that are causing discomfort, okay? And it could also maybe change the weather, too. I don't know. It all depends. What we want to do is empower the air spirit, but the air spirit left Dodge a while back, okay? And so we're kind of here running on these this battery pack, probably. And, here we go. Let's just see what happens. So humidity. One, I'm going to do a timeline. I'm going to do an Earth Protection one first. Okay, Earth Protection timeline. So EPTL, then I'll do the regular timeline crash. So Earth Protection, EPTL. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the Earth Protection timeline crash. And now we'll do a timeline crash for humidity again. And this will be the putting in humidity with, where the box would be on the website. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm just read here. It says, I'm a loser baby from Liz here. a song title. So, okay. So which one of those seem to work better for you, everybody out there? I could do another timeline crash for, let's see here. I'm trying to think what we could do it for here. We got one for humidity. Do you have any ideas, Kathy? Because I could do one more with a similar, you know, title.
Would you? Because the humidity is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. What other word can I use to put in there?
Moisture. Oh, I see.
Moisture.
Yeah, or damp. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do moisture. So here we go. Earth protection timeline crash for moisture. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do just a regular timeline crash. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And which one did you feel better? So back to you, Kathy.
ML is wondering if it's okay to crash earthquakes and which timeline crash.
Yes, anything that you see happening or coming down the pike or whatever, yeah, you can do a timeline crash on it. Yes, uh-huh. Definitely do that.
Okay, great. Back on the beginning of the program, there were some questions that were typed in, and one came from Janice. She was wondering what is the term space time warp? Please explain that time warp on the space clearing page. You know, on the space clearing for the environment. The one that you have for the environment, it's called time warp. So is that one that Janice should do if she's asking?
I would probably try that one. Yeah. So
she says it came up for her to clear the 2-block. Well, you asked her to clear before the 2-block radius in a previous call.
That energy feels pretty good. It feels complete.
Okay, great. Before, when we talked about, the people who were grumpy, Q was asking, how do we know if it's emotional baggage or grumpy clones we're dealing with?
Oh, boy. I think everything would probably be related to clones, so it would probably be clones.
Thank you. Okay, Stan, at the beginning, before we did the timeline crash, that was saying, could you please explain what a timeline is and how can it really be crashed?
A timeline is a artificial creation of the darkness, like a movie set. So what you're doing is you're seeing energies that you live in as they're being materialized instantly before your eyes. So they walk you into a movie set, and they materialize everything around you. They create you, too. And so you're just like watching, when you watch the TV or a DVD or whatever, a movie, and you're seeing things happening on that, that's what the aliens do to you. So you are being created instantly in different timelines, and they last probably about 10 minutes apiece. So you're living a lot of little short stories, short programs, short movies. So you're a master at that, and the thing is to get yourself mastered out of it. That's why I want to do timeline crashes. So a timeline is just strictly a lifetime. A parallel life, and the reason why they use parallel because it means they're going on at the same time, and you're living all these lives at once in different movie sets and controlled by different factions out there. So back to you, Kathy.
Before, when we were addressing Kevin's question about feeling invisible, and you mentioned the key words and songs that might affect him, Cindy had a comment. You asked us to clear the keywords. She says, when we clear the songs, Cindy wants to know, shall we stop listening to the song, or are they now neutral?
It should be neutral when you hear it. So you need to make sure that you're pretty much neutraled out when you hear a song, because that's going to be a program to connect you to something. It's interesting how songs have like a chorus in all of them, you know, and they repeat the same things over again. I think all songs have that, unless you're hearing a song that just kind of goes on and on and on, and then it ends. But typically, you know, it's, you know, a chorus in there of repeating words. So, and oddly enough, I think the old days, just kind of switching a little bit here. The old days, I think they had it for 3:05. So you had to get a song that was 3:05, I believe. And so that could be another thing that they had to control, because maybe the timeline would not allow the music to work that long. So remember, this is, like I said, your people are strange. Yeah, well, yep, they are. So... oh, boy. I don't know what else to say. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, Jennifer's suggesting that there's a lot of assortments of tools to help us, and people really appreciate the ideas, and thank you very much for the emotional clearings earlier. And ML was wondering if earthquakes are natural or unnatural. Are they caused by, say, aliens?
I'd say that they're probably aliens. But more than likely, it could be frequencies coming here, breaking things up. You know, you have to look at it. If something is created in divine perfection, then it's already perfect. And it's not going to have duality in the program that created it. That's the way source energy works. Now, when the aliens come in to change us out of duality, or to put us into duality, then you have everything being on a even or odd situation, you know, and you have confrontation. So you have those two polarities that is always working. But, yeah, something that was created in divine perfection would not judge itself and would not change its creation. So that's the way it works in light. And this planet did come from light initially, but it was taken over by the unwanted universal travelers who wanted to do something here. So that's kind of it. And it's just sad that we need to rebalance out ourselves so often. But if you start noticing as you get more balanced and you start realizing why your life has been the way it's been, at least you have a way now to counteract some of that stuff. Even if you can't afford to go on and do like a whole lifetime clearing, you can do some free clearings on the website to help you out immensely. But, you know, by all means, do that emotional whole lifetime one, you know, because that will change your life. And we'll be putting up on the website probably tonight or tomorrow. I think it'll be up tonight. It'll be the intensive dates and things that'll be up. So it should be up probably by maybe a few hours from now. And if you wish to come on and go on that 28-hour healing marathon, that's happening next week. So that'll be quite interesting, having that energy come back here again.
Sorry.
At least for me it will. It's interesting to see and watch the clouds change and, you know, your whole life change before your eyes, and to feel the energy of the people. At least I do when I do a clearing and I'm on these calls, all the energy goes through me, so I can kind of like get a little bit of an idea of what people are going through and feel the wholeness come back into them. So that's what I enjoy on it. At times I get kind of taken down a little bit and get very, very tired. And sometimes a Monday, it's not too good for me because I'm kind of exhausted. But aside from everything else, it's such a wonderful thing to get the nice emails from people on how it's changed their life and how they feel better, especially if you had pain for a long time and it goes away. And you did all different types of other types of modalities or whatever, and all of a sudden one call and you're feeling better. So hopefully everything is good for everybody. And we got a few minutes to go here. So we got another radio program in starting at 6, so it'll be basically an hour away here. That's a three-hour program. It's on the website, the upper right side. You can see a little icon there. And you can go on there if you wish, and we'll have some more healings there. If you want to enter in there to CLS questions at Yahoo, some questions to bring up on that program too, we can do that. We do them on BBS and on this whenever the questions come in, so that'd be great. So, yes, we're starting the 11th here, and that's the call starting on the 11th, which is this coming Saturday. So, everybody, I'll turn it back over to Kathy again here. And then tomorrow we have our longer call. Normally I do it for an hour and a half. And it's the courting release call, I believe. That's on Mondays. So I think it's courting. Yeah, courting. And that one, you can really feel a lot of energy as you get these things taken off of you. So you don't know who contacted you and connected to you and if it's time-related or not. So anyway, we all know about energetic cords. So back to you, Kathy.
I'd just like to thank the callers and Michaela for your testimony today. And also, we didn't get to all the questions. Liz, you had some good ones about entities. So perhaps for the following program, you can address those. And that, I'm sure, will be interesting for everyone. And in addition to Arjan, with his ferocious thunderstorms, Ron, other people reporting their fierce weather. And Marie is reporting that she had a very large tree branch fall in her yard last night during a storm. Will the alien attack page also help with clearing some of the weather patterns that are a little bit odd?
I would think it could help, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think all those clearings, whatever you get into, it's going to do something. If it has something to do with aliens on it, definitely do that, and it may help you out a lot. I don't know what they're doing at this particular time. We had a lot of weird clouds here. One day we had weird-looking clouds. The next day they took different forms, different shapes, and now there's nothing here. So I don't know. I like the nice puffy clouds when they come in, but typically, you know, we don't always have that. If you do see the clouds with like broken ice cubes or like you know, safety glass that got broken and they're little squares, typically like ice cubes, then you know that something is going on and they lost territory, which could be from you doing a clearing. So we got about a minute left, so I'll turn it over to Kathy here. Want to add anything? And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody, for coming on tonight. And, boy, quick show, very quick show.
And people keep putting in a lot of song suggestions. So, Kevin, if you're watching the fast chat, check it. And Marie R. is asking if there's a date for the expo in California, which is the Conscious Life Expo in October in Los Angeles. And I believe that I saw that email from the Conscious Life Expo. It starts in October, the first weekend. I think that's the fourth. But for those who are planning ahead their schedules, August 11th and the following three Sundays will be our eight-hour intensive, where Ron does a lot of healing with the light beings. Also get a lot of light infusion. And the eight-hour calls are really great to bring back more of our spirit and replace entities and the ET parasitic energies that cause harm to our bodies. So we are fortunate that Ron makes these calls available to us, and it's a wonderful opportunity to prepare for the true ascension and get cleared out. So thank you for those, Ron, and we're just about out of time, so I'll say goodnight, and thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So we'll see you later. Blessings.